You are listening to the Any Anime Podcast.
Welcome to A Couple of Weebs. I'm sorry, A Couple Weebs. This is your pretty host, Claudia, and your somewhat handsome co-host, Kevin. We are back after 2 weeks, which felt longer than that, because we were neglected this list for a minute.
I didn't neglect.
And then situations of life happened where we just couldn't record. One of them being I was sad because my car died. And then I almost died. And yeah, we're back with a list that Kevin came up with for the first time.
Woo! Can we go back? That intro. I don't think you did me very... You did me any justice there.
Okay, with our beautiful, sexy women magnet, Kevin.
Woo. Hey, I attract men too.
That is true. That is true. Mm-hmm. Yes, you do.
I don't reciprocate, but that doesn't mean I don't appreciate.
Yeah, there's a few guys that have been hitting on you, and it's like, I wonder if you give that vibe that you're like a little gay. Like, I know you're straight, but like, I wonder if you give that vibe, you know, to gay guys.
No, I don't think so. I think what might be happening is they see someone who isn't like exuding masculinity.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I'm not like an over,
like a gym bro.
Yeah, so I think there's a level of like, you know, this dude's a little bit more in touch with his like emotional side, kind of thing. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. It's fine. Not only I have to compete with girls, I also have to compete with the whole world, even with dogs.
Dogs do love me.
Dogs do love you. Mm-hmm. That means that you're just kind.
Thanks.
But anyways, let's go back to our list. Well, before we get into any list, what have you been watching? I know that we were talking about you watching a show, what is it? Horus Girls on the previous episode.
That was last week.
And I know you finished it.
No.
Did you not?
No. I've been too busy with the end of season review to finish. I'm like 5-ish episodes in. I think I'm exactly where I was 2 weeks ago.
So you, no progress?
No progress on
that. How are you liking it so far?
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah. It's different than what I expected for some. I don't know what I was expecting. I guess I was expecting maybe a little more of a serious anime. I don't know why.
You said Horse Girls, that race, and you expected something serious?
I just did. I don't know. Like something IQ levels, you know, of serious.
I gotcha.
But it's more... It's kind of... I'm trying to think. It's almost like Bocchi the Rock in a way.
Is it?
Yeah. More on that speed of like...
Because Bocchi was like unhinged.
No. I mean, Bocchi was unhinged, but what I mean is like those are like the level of the competition. I guess. I don't know. I'm having a terrible time explaining. But yeah, it's good. It's fine. It's whatever. What I do want to talk about, something I watch The Boy and the Heron. Which, if you're not familiar, herons are birds.
Yeah, you've been talking about it since 5.
But I haven't really said anything about it.
Oh, before anything, actually.
Oh.
Happy holidays, guys.
You could have waited for that.
No. No. I like to say happy holidays before I start anything.
But clearly you don't, because you waited this long.
I forgot. I blinked. Sorry for interrupting you.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, Boy and the Heron. Very good. Very good. Can't say anything else don't want to spoil it. It's still in theaters, you know?
It's a movie.
Yes, it's a movie. That's why it's in theaters.
That's it? That's all you're going to say?
That's all I want to say.
What's the premise? Okay. I mean, you... I know you already explained it to me, but what...
I didn't really explain it to you. So it's a Ghibli movie, and in my experience, there's like... There's a couple of types of Ghibli movies. Ones that are like a little bit more grounded in realism, and some that enter that like magical fantasy, magical realism. And I would say that this is definitely in that second category. A very magical anime indeed. But yeah, it's, if you're at all curious, it is definitely worth the watch. But again, I don't want to get into too much detail because theaters.
It's still in theaters.
Yeah. What about you? What have you been watching?
I have not been watching anime lately, actually. I've been into a lot of K-dramas. I know we already had this conversation before in this podcast where, like, we explain how most K-dramas follow the same
formula.
But I was just obsessed with this show. It's called The Glory. And it came out a long time ago, but it was said that it was based on real stories that happened in South Korea.
Oh, before I forget. Happy holidays.
Is that payback? Is that payback?
A little bit.
You weren't even explaining your story. You didn't even... You can go back on the audio and I literally didn't cut you off. Because you didn't say anything else. You said, oh, I'm not going to spoil it. It's just a great movie.
Someone's a little salty.
Am I? You didn't want to explain it.
You're very salty.
I would have felt bad if you actually gave us something, but you didn't.
What have you given us, huh?
I'm giving you tea right now. Now I lost train of thought.
Yeah, that's what happens. Happy holidays. Happy
holidays. We redo the whole podcast just so that we can be even.
No. It's good.
But essentially, this drama is about this high schooler who gets extremely bullied. We're talking about, like, she pretty much gets assaulted. She
face in the toilet.
No, they literally burned like a curling iron. I don't know if you've seen those, like a wand. It gets pretty hot,
yeah.
But they just like stick it into her arm until like starts burning. And they do that all over her body, right? Just because they're malicious and the people that were doing it were like rich kids. So essentially, they get away with whatever, because it's a crime. With whatever crime they were doing to her, because they have money, you know, they can pay off the family to be like, hey, $1 million if you don't press any charges, right? And essentially it's this lady who waits 30 years to get revenge on every single person who bullied her. And it's the most exquisite thing. Like, you enjoy it, you know, like, certainly revenge is something that it's served in a plate. What? In a cold plate? I don't know the sayings.
Damn. Wow. That was sad to see in live at another time. I'm not gonna lie to you.
What is that saying?
Revenge is a dish best served cold.
That. Well, I was trying to translate it from Spanish to English. But it's a good show. Watch it. I don't know. I feel like, I know it hasn't been that long, but it feels so long that I feel shy onto the microphone again.
You're overthinking it. Oh, I let this tea steep for way too long.
What's...
Oh, it's so bitter.
You wanted me to try it first?
Oh, no, it was good at the beginning.
Weren't you added some honey?
I don't have any.
Oh.
I literally have no sugar or honey in here.
I think I have some packets of sugar in my bag.
It's not worth it.
Oh. What?
So keep the show rolling.
Oh well, you're not paying attention to me.
You're not paying.
You're not paying attention to me. You're struggling with your drink that you're not even paying attention.
You were done.
Was I?
Yes.
Anyways, that's all I've been watching this past weeks. I don't remember one of the past weeks, to be honest. I was very gone. Although I must say that I'm excited for the new season of anime coming up, just because there's one show that I've been looking forward to watch. Mm. What is it? Dungeons?
Oh, Delicious in Dungeon?
Mm-hmm. I'm excited for that one to come out. Mm. They said that it was going to be on 2024, but I don't know if they meant like January 2024.
Yeah. That's when the new season of anime starts.
So if you're looking for new shows to watch, look forward to that one, because we just saw the first episode and it was bomb. It was funny.
No, we saw it in an expo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The perks.
The perks.
I kind of know what they said, but also at the same time, I couldn't, because we got a bad seed for that one that we were like... I had one
screen to enjoy the animation, the other screen was for reading.
Yeah, and they were like on the opposite sides of the room.
Yeah.
And that's how we learned that being in the front is not always the best.
I don't think the problem we weren't in the front.
We were like on the third row. So that's pretty much the front.
It is very close to the front.
But it's like to the point that someone else's head is going to bug you.
Yeah. Though honestly, if they just elevated the screens, mm-hmm.
it would be so much better.
It would literally not be an issue. But the screens would be like where you would read the subtitles would be almost like standing level. And so when you're watching from a seated position, it's like everything's obscuring your view.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, I'm excited for that show that it's gonna come up. Other than that, I have not seen any anime. Oh, we've seen The Apothecary.
Oh, yeah.
And that's it. That's the only... No, you know what? This is my moment to rant.
No.
About Jujutsu.
No, it's still going. People are watching. Don't get too specific.
All I'm gonna say is
plus
that
we're an episode behind.
All that I'm gonna say is that I second whatever the author for Tonikawa did. He put a pause on his projects because he was traumatized. Same, bro. Same.
Mm-hmm.
I literally cried to this fucking... I don't know how many times I've cried on this season.
At least twice.
Yeah, at least twice. But yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. that's all I have to say.
Sweet.
And that was the episode, guys.
Woo! All right. That's a wrap. See you in a month.
See you next year. Ha.
No, we got another one before we record next year.
Do we?
Yeah.
Next year is next week.
No, next year is 2 weeks. It's like a week and a half.
Literally in a week, babe.
Yeah, but we're going to record before the end of the year.
Okay, so this week's episode is all about top 10 characters that you would trade to be with... What? You named it, so I lost practice.
It's okay. Try again.
It's your title. I think I wrote it. Well, I wrote my list as top 10 anime characters that I would trade my life with.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you should have told me that. Just read your title. So, yeah. there's 10 characters that I would like, that we would like to trade places with. Kevin did give me, what is it?
I gave you a rule.
Oh, yeah. He gave me a rule to only choose 3 romance anime to choose from. Like, to add onto my list, because otherwise my whole list will be, like, the same thing over and over and over.
It would be.
But with that further ado, let's get started. So you start.
All right. My number 10 of, I'm going to name the anime. I'm we can go for.
Well, I have the character's name in the anime that they come from.
Yeah. Thing is, for mine, I think I learned from mine that a lot of these, it doesn't really matter who I swap with necessarily.
What do you mean?
Look, all right, watch. My number 10 is Blue Lock.
Oh, so you would choose any character from Blue Lock?
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Exactly. It's kind of, well, maybe not any character. Assuming if I had to, like,
would you go into Bachira?
Take.
I don't think
skills.
I would like to be Bachira.
No, Bachira. There's something wrong with Bachira.
Exactly. I think it would be so scary to be Bachira.
Bachira is like, he's good. Don't get me wrong.
He's best boy, but it's scary.
He's easy to root for. But I wouldn't want to be him. If I had to be anyone, you know what? I would be.
Would you be the main character?
No. Just Milk Toast. Psh. I think for me the choices are 2. It's between Chigiri and Nagi. And the thing about Chigiri that he's like recovering from devastating like leg injury.
Who's Chigiri?
He's the red-haired guy with the long red hair.
Oh, the princess.
The princess, yeah.
Oh, prince.
Yeah, they call him princess. Not in, like, an affectionate way. But, yeah, I think I'll go Nagi.
I know who Nagi is.
Because he has, like, the...
Silver hair supremacy.
Silver hair supremacy. And then on top of that, he has to do the least amount of work to be as good as he is. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds awesome.
I think...
Like, he doesn't even like soccer. And yeah. He's, like, a god, you know?
Wish that could be you.
I wish that could be me. Another reason why I chose Blue Lock... Actually, I haven't even said a single reason why I chose Blue Lock. I think the biggest reason is that I'm already playing soccer. You know what I mean? So, like... To be in like a situation where I can like prove myself competitively, like that'd be sick. And obviously I'd be hoping that I'd be taking Nagi's skill as long as his place, you know.
Would you say that you're a better football than soccer?
Yeah, I think I'm a better football player even now. Even though I haven't played in like 10 years, I'm still probably better at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like your number 10.
Thanks.
I just don't like that it's very broad. Is it
kind of broad.
Is your list like that?
I feel like most of my list is pretty broad.
That's fucked up.
I know.
Mine is very specific.
Sure. I'm glad you went that route.
My number 10, it's Silver Hair Supremacy.
That's cool.
Gojo!
Oh my god.
From Jujutsu Kaisen. And here's my reasoning.
Oh, boy.
Forget
wait
that he's.
Wait a second. Wait. Just try your best not to do season 2 spoilers.
Oh, no. I'm not going to say anything about spoilers.
Second of all, man, I would hate to have anything to do with that world.
Can I.
But, you know, yeah. Explain yourself.
Okay. Forget that I'll be the most powerful sorcerer to exist, right? I'm rich as fuck.
He is rich as
fuck. I'm rich as fuck. I have the most beautiful eyes in the world. Fucking 8 feet tall. I don't know how tall he is, but he's very tall. Skinny.
Mm-hmm.
Has every man and woman. He can pull up both. yeah, he has to fight some, you know, demons here and there, and you know, and you know,
he is also the strongest, though.
Maybe kill some of his friends, but you know, just being that rich, you know, and handsome. He has it all. He has it all. That it kind of makes it fair that some people die, you know? Like, it kind of balances out.
You can't have everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, boy.
It's either your looks and your money or your friends.
Or for some characters, none of the above.
So that's my number 10. Didn't I give a good reasoning?
The reasoning was good. I'll give you that. I'll give
that. What's your number 9?
My number 9 is a show we watched together.
Okay.
Gabriel Dropout.
Dude, when I tell you that, I was thinking on that one so hard. Yeah, I didn't put it on my list, but I was thinking about it.
So I think the reason why it made my cut is because everyone in Gabriel Dropout seems like they're having just a ton of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's just having a great time. I would probably just be Gabriel. Let's be real.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty easy...
I personally think I would be Gabriel, too, just because she's the one who wears the least revealing clothes.
Sure, there's that. Sure.
You know.
I don't think any of them wear particularly revealing clothes.
There's one with the red hair.
Yeah, but she does that to herself. It's really just her, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, okay. Why else?
Well, in that world, you know,
I'm an angel.
I'd be an angel, exactly. And with being an angel, there comes, like, just being, like, a heavenly creature. I don't know. There's something about like, you don't really have, like, real problems as an angel, mm-hmm. you know? Especially Gabriel. Gabriel's just, like, trying her best to be, like, the least efficient angel and playing video games all day. And she's getting away with it, you know, with not really that much trouble. So I'm just like, you know what? That sounds like a good time.
You know who I think embodies Gabriel?
Mm.
Angel.
Angel. Yeah, fair enough. Ironic with the name.
But yeah, I feel like he's the embodiment of that character.
Angel's like a real life Gabriel, yeah.
Like he gets away with
bullshit.
Doing the minimum.
Yeah.
Less Which
than,
you
less
know what,
than a minimum.
And that's a skill itself.
It is
like props to him.
No, for sure, for sure. I could never.
Yeah,
I could never.
Yeah,
I wonder
you're
if,
such
I
a tryhard.
I wonder if being no, it's not. I don't even think it's that. I wonder if just being that short, it just
that's fucked up.
Makes you hard
Why
to
would
dub
you his height?
Because I'm salty about it.
Oh my god. Okay, let's cut to number.
Hey, Angel, if you're listening, I still love you, bud.
but I am salty. And my number 9, it's from a show that you introduced me to.
Ooh.
And it's a she, and I love her.
It's a she.
Mm-hmm. Aqua from Konosuba.
Oh.
And here's why.
Oh, well, here, you give it to me.
She's an airhead.
She is.
I think I have my moments of being an airhead, but I would just like to be a god that, like, thinks that everyone loves me, you know? Not to overthink, oh, what are they going to think? Like, are they going to like me? No, this bitch immediately thinks that everyone loves her.
True. True.
You know? And also, like, I don't know, I feel like she goes through so many adventurous place per se that she shouldn't be doing, you know, like she gets herself into trouble that it just makes her life so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's a goddess.
And she's a goddess.
Yeah.
In her outfit, you know.
Is she wearing underwear?
Who knows? Someone say it's good to have ventilation, you know?
Totally. No one questions it either. No one's like, hey, that's not sanitary.
So I would like to be Aqua, you know. I think she has like a pretty fun life, except when she gets eaten by those big
toads. Yeah, but you're a goddess.
But she's a goddess. You know,
it's worth it. I remember when we first started watching Konosuba.
I hated it.
You did not like it because you couldn't stand it.
Because of the same reason that says, yeah. I said that I want to be.
And then I think you started watching it on your own or something. And then I was like, what the fuck, man? We were supposed to watch this together.
I think it was the movie that made it.
Oh, the clip?
I made the deal with it, you know?
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. That clip.
Yeah, she has like, yeah, you know what? I don't know. I think she's one of my, I think in all the animes I've ever watched, she's one of my favorite characters, for sure, for sure. I love her design. I love her personalities. It's just airhead, you know?
I would go so far as to say the Konosuba cast, I think, is one of the very best memorable groups of characters.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was my number 9.
Very nice.
Going on to number 8.
My number 8 is...
Why are you laughing?
Because I feel like once I say it, you're going to be like, oh, is it because of this? And I'm going to be like, yes. it's Miss Kobayashi's Dragon Maid.
Uh-huh.
And the character who I would... This one I did think of. The character
Can I guess who I would swap with.
Go ahead.
I don't know her name, but it's the purple hair with the big boobs and the black dress.
No, it's not her? No. I would not switch places with her.
Because I feel like you would be doing this the whole time.
I mean, by that logic, I would probably be Quetzalcoatl instead.
Quetzalcoatl?
Yeah.
It's the one with the hat?
Yes. Why do you remember her for the hat? Why is the hat what you remember her for?
Because she kind of reminds me of Britney Spears.
Fair enough. No, but speaking of her, what? The person I would switch with
is a little boy.
Is it the little boy?
Why?
Is my boy Shota? Why? Because he has fucking
look at her nanny.
Yeah. His nanny is fucking into him and wants to fuck him.
But if you trade places with them, do you think it will be able to keep our thoughts? Like,
oh, I thought that was the point.
Oh. My list now is getting better.
Yeah, that's it. For literally no other reason.
Very shallow.
I just want her to be my nanny.
She's gonna be babied.
There's a reason why it's so low. You know what I mean? But also why it's above Blue Lock.
Makes sense. Men will always be men. Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
Okay, my number 9.
No.
I'm sorry, my number 8.
There you go.
Would be Sawako from Me to You. You've never seen that show.
I don't think I've seen that show. Yeah.
It's you know. I've talked about it a lot. It's a romance anime. Yeah, the ring girl.
Yeah, the girl looks like the ring.
The reason why I would want to be her is because I think at this point in my life, I think I'm no longer pure in a way that I'm like, I don't trust anyone. I think everyone's bad and shit and whatever. And this person is like so pure hearted that I would like to like leave some of my negative thoughts in this body and then go into her, you know, and be that kind. And also, her friends look like so much fun. Like her two best friends are like this two extroverted girls. One is very like a boy crazy girl, and the other one is a very tomboyish, almost like Tomo-chan. And it looks like, I don't know, I would like to have that friendship, you know? So I would like to trade places with her. Also, her long ass hair.
Yeah.
What I would not give to have that long, dark hair.
Shout out to the girl from Undead Unluck who chopped all her hair off. What a mistake.
Undead Unluck. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. It was for the best, though.
Was it?
No.
I thought she looked great with the long hair.
Yeah, but it's symbolic.
Oh, you know? Sure. I get it.
No one was able to touch her because they would die.
Trust me, I understand the whole...
But the character, man.
I can still be sad.
So yeah, that's my number 9. It kind of got very cute.
Didn't even donate it to cancer.
Who?
They just left it in the mansion.
I donated mine.
No, oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I cut my hair, when it was like really long. I thought it was really long, and I remember I asked the barber. I was like, hey, do you think it's long enough to donate? And they're like, oh, no, it has to be like a certain length. I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah, it has to be like...
I thought it was long, too, you know?
I don't know how many inches it is, but it's like a 30 centimeters. So it's like this long.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. To be donated. And that makes like a small wig.
Oh, for sure.
So, on to your number 7.
My number 7 is Food Wars. And you might be thinking, wait.
Hold on. Let me see if I have any Food Wars here, because I thought I did. No, I don't.
So the reason why it's so low is because I feel like no matter who I swap places with, it's stress.
Fed for life.
No. I'm explaining why it's so low. The reason why it's so high is because I'd be eating gourmet shit constantly.
Mm-hmm.
But,
wait, who are you tracing places with?
Okay. You hear me out.
It's not Silver Hair Supremacy, is it?
No, I, you know what? I don't think I've done any where I thought about like switching.
What's her
with
name? Alice?
Alice, yeah. She is my favorite, though. All right, I got you.
Who are you trading places with?
I would trade places.
You didn't even look the name to you.
Ah, okay. I got you. I'd trade places Rio. And he works with...
Why don't I remember him?
Alice. He's Alice's, like, best friend.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Just so I can hang out with Alice. You know. If anything,
if you wanted to get with Alice, I would just choose to be the main character. I think you can get it.
I feel like
Alice is like sort of attractive to him.
They have chemistry for sure, but I don't think there's ever been a moment where I'm like, oh, Alice has a thing for him, you know?
Gotcha.
No, the only three characters that have a thing for Soma are Meat.
Megumin
and
the main character,
Erina. So I feel like Alice isn't really part of the harem, you know, especially since she's got her childhood best friend, but that's who I'd be taking. So
you will be an emo guy just to be another emo guy.
True. I didn't even think about that part, to be honest, but yeah. My music, I already have the music aesthetic for being him, you know?
Now you'll have the looks.
Now I'll have the looks to go with it.
Gotcha, okay. So, what I'm getting here...
Not all of these have to do with getting with women.
Yeah, from what I'm seeing here...
Matter of fact, only two of these have that.
Uh-huh.
Out of four. That's not bad.
Let's see, I haven't finished your list. We'll see how it looks.
It's not even that bad. Fine, go ahead.
Turns out my list is like better than yours. My number 7.
Damn, I didn't realize it was a company.
Is Makima from Chainsaw Man.
All right.
And okay. Here's why.
All right.
And here's
Wait
why.
A second.
Here's why. Can I give my
You are choosing some of the bleakest worlds you could possibly be a part of.
You told
And one of the bleakest characters.
Told
we watch so much anime.
You told me. not to choose romance, and that's where my brain went.
Wow.
Okay. I went through my whole list.
All right. Explain yourself. See how crazy you are.
Simpers. Simp.
You want people to simp for you.
Yes. Easy. That's it. That's all I want. Also, she has...
Oh, and you got mad at me for trying to get close to my fairy character. So.
What can I say, man?
Join him.
Yeah, literally. And not only that, like, the whole world seems for her because she's a badass. And honestly, she's hot.
Oh, no.
You know?
Bro, I'm not going to lie to you.
Like, I don't think I've seen a good Maki Maki. Her cosplay is so easy.
Right.
Yet I have not seen Makima, you know, yeah. If that makes sense.
I'm with you. I'm actually in full agreement with you. It's just there's something so...
It's like an aura that you need to have.
Yeah.
Like a bad bitch.
Yeah. There's something about like...
Dominatrix type of shit.
Yeah. Cosplayers can do a lot, but having aura that matches the character, I think, mm-hmm. is something that like...
It's achievable. And you don't really have to look like the character.
Yeah.
I mean, we did admit that.
Look. That Nanami cosplayer.
Short guy.
But he had
the aura.
He had it all, man. He had it all.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm talking about. Like, I have not seen a good Makima. There's good cosplayers.
Right.
But it's not giving me, oh, can I take a picture of you? You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Why do I want to switch places with her? I want people to simp for me.
So, I'm not going to lie. I have three things in anime that I immediately, like, simp for.
Mm.
Number one, silver hair. That's been established. Silver hair supremacy.
Mm.
I coined that bitch. All right. Number two, moles.
Uh-huh.
I love characters with moles. I think it's instantly attractive.
Is that why you like me?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're my favorite character in life. Number three. Women. In... No, wait, you let me finish. Women in, like, office attire.
You just said women.
Women.
And then you didn't
let me finish.
You took a break there.
I took a pause. For dramatic effect.
Women. It was like,
you have three weaknesses. Women. Yeah, I do like the office clothes. You know, like a little tie and stuff. Mm. Yeah. It's kind of like, it's almost like a masculine office attire, but on a woman.
Yeah.
That shit's so hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. I actually do agree.
Thank you.
Like, I honestly feel like women and, like, the actual, like, real-life women that wear suits, I'm like, oh,
mm-hmm.
it's hot, mm-hmm. you know?
I agree.
So, yeah. Makima was my choice. I know it's a fucked up world, but she can survive, you know? Like, if you see Gojo, he survives.
No comment. Okay. What are we at? Number six. My number six. And actually, I feel like I did this one a disservice. But it's whatever. Nichijo.
Oh.
Oh, no. I remember why I put it at number six now.
Are you choosing the little kid, the scientist?
What? The scientist? Why? Why was that your first thought?
Because you can creep. Never mind.
Oh, because... Oh, my God. Wow.
Things smarter.
That's where your mind went?
You're a scientist, bitch. You can create anything.
Oh, my God. For the listeners. All right. She gave me the little eye. She gave me... You can create... I'm over here like, why is that the first place where your mind goes?
Because if I have to put it plainly, Blue Hair Girl. I don't remember the names, even though it's one of my favorite shows. Mio?
Yeah, Blue Hair.
She's going to grow up and she's going to have a perfect life, right? Mm-hmm. The other one's a dumbest. She's going to work in a convenience store.
True.
The other one's going to be freaky.
Mine?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's always the shy girls, yeah.
She's not even shy. She's just quiet.
Okay, quiet.
Yeah.
She's going to be freaky. So the best option is the scientist.
No, but I would choose Mai, though.
Why?
Because Mai fucks with everyone. Like, she messes with everyone, you know? She's just,
I think,
like,
we might die.
She's a constant... She's a constant... prankster, you know?
But she's serious about it.
Right.
She's like, well, unserious, but, like, she shows you, like, a serious face.
Yeah. That, and she's like incredibly skilled at the things that she does too.
What if I would have been like, oh, I want to be the goat?
I want, honestly, better than saying scientist for the dirtiest reasons possible.
Okay, my bad.
I was just surprised.
I mean, as a kid, it starts with like having a robot and then making them, you know, bake shit.
Uh-huh.
And then you grow older, you know.
And you're like, I want them to bake shit naked.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Okay, cool.
This did not go the direction I thought it would. I thought it would be like, Nietzsche joke, what a great show. Yeah, mine's great.
I love how the listeners are like, oh, Claudia is like the perverted one, and I'm like, no, it's
you are
not
the perverted
I'm
one.
Not I really am not. I think it's just, it just comes out.
If it comes out, it's because it's
but
there.
But like, it's like you are always like that all the freaking time. It's just when,
yeah,
I'm on the
mic. Not on the mic.
Exactly. Mine just comes out when I'm recording.
Oh my god.
It's because it feels so natural to have this conversation. Fair. With you.
No, it does.
So my number six is someone that I actually cosplayed as. And it's Takina from Licorice Recoil.
Another fucked up world. What is up with you?
I'm a survivor. Leave me alone. At least I'm not like,
my goodness.
You know. I don't know. I just find it very cool that she's so skilled at shooting, you know? And she's one of the prettiest characters that I've ever seen.
Oh, she's
even though it's like her design is very simple. Mm-hmm. I think she's very pretty, and I think it's kind of cute how like she's unaware of like friendship and like the outside world outside of her job. And she's just a badass.
Yeah.
Loki, she's just a badass, and I like that.
I'm surprised you didn't go Chisato.
No.
Is it the black hair similarity? Like you relate to
black
hair characters?
I will die. That's why I didn't choose Chisato. I will die at the end of the day.
But well, spoilers for Licorice Recoil, I guess, but like she lives.
Yeah, but because she has a battery. If that battery dies, she dies.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So, yeah, no, I'm good.
She gets an EMP, it's all over.
Also, I think I kind of would like to be the little girl who's like a...
The hacker?
A hacker, yeah. It's fun. And she always gets like into little places and makes her little setup. And it just looks so cozy. Yeah,
that's true.
But, yeah. So, I think that would be like my second choice if I had to choose some more characters from... Licorice. But yeah, no, I mean, bitch. Takina. Yeah. Shout out to all those guys who asked me to take a picture with them, and I don't know where that picture went.
How about our number fives?
Okay.
Zombieland Saga.
Bro, the fact that I also thought of that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So, okay. All right, I'm actually going to go with being the main girl, just because it's the easiest, to be honest. I was thinking, honestly, between the main girl and the guy, the really like enthusiastic guy who's starting the whole thing. Sorry, let me get some names in.
What
this.
Is it? What was it? How do you say good morning?
Ohio.
Ohio Kusama-za.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. That dude is great. And the voice actor is clearly having like just a shitzillion points of fun.
I think if you watch season one, you would just think it's like a shallow zombie idol show. You really have to get into into season two to like appreciate each and every single character, because it actually breaks your heart.
Zombie idol show. You might think it's just another one of those, you know,
because there's a lot there's of, so those. Many of them. Yeah.
But there's actually some depth to this zombie idol show. Yeah, I would be Sakura. I would just be Sakura.
Her name is Sakura?
Yeah. So it has nothing to do with like the show and its plot.
You will die bad.
I would, wouldn't I? Yeah, Truck-kun would take me.
Truck-kun. The real villain of anime.
He's in everything, I swear. But it's more practical than I just want to be a zombie who can't die. You know, that's it.
Just but that's the purpose of zombies.
You know what I mean? But yeah, but they have all their like cognitive functions like still active and all that. Like they don't really have. What's the downside? You know what I mean?
Rotten. You're just.
But you don't rot more. You just stay rotten. You know what I mean?
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Just a little makeup. You'll be good.
A lot of makeup. Yeah. He has a friend in Hollywood or something. What was the excuse? I forget what the excuse even was. But yeah, no downside. No downside. Can't die.
Do you get hungry? Did they get hungry?
I don't think they did.
I don't
did.
Think they ever went into that.
No. I don't think they like ate humans or anything.
I know that the one that's like, she would be eating.
Oh, yeah. But I feel like she was like that in real life. That was probably just her.
It's so fucked up how we eat the shows that we watch, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
Thank
I like
you.
That.
Thank you. That,
so I you wanted to be an idol?
You know, that's just the side plus, you know? That's the idol part is whatever. Like,
a little stinky boy simping for you?
If I have to be an idol to be a zombie, I'll do it. You know?
If I have to face Truck-kun?
If I have to... Head on or head off.
I'll do it. Okay. Going on to my number five. It's from a popular show. And is from Oshinoko.
Oh.
And it's Kana Arima. The
red-haired.
Uh-huh.
Red-haired girl.
The reason why is because when I was younger, I always wanted to be an actress. So, she already has a step in.
She has her foot in the door.
Also, now she's going to be an idol.
Oh.
Idol actress? Are you kidding me?
Dual threat?
Not only that. You're going to... possibly your best friend's brother, who's super hot, is going to like you back.
Oh, potentially.
Potentially. There's.
He was holding the thing. He was holding the light
stick thing. Yeah. So I don't see no error for me training legs with her. That's it.
It's not bad.
And she's a talented actress.
Yeah.
An idol now.
Not bad. I don't hate it. Now we're back on track now.
Now this seems like your right choices, Claudia. This seems like something you would choose.
My number four is Laid Back Camp.
When I tell you, I also thought of that one, but I was like, I haven't finished the show, so I would be like, it'll be a shallow.
Well, I have, and it's great. It's great. If you want an anime just to like vibe to,
cozy anime,
just, and like the thing about Laid Back Camp also that cannot be understated is it is a truly like educational show
of how to camp.
They tell you a lot about like the do's and don'ts and like I feel like I know a decent amount about camping, and they like gave some information of like tools and devices and things you should and shouldn't do, that I was like, oh, you know what? That's new information. I didn't know that before.
I do not know shit. Every time I say that, I go camping, but I just go to cabins.
I would be Bun Girl. I'll be my girl Reen. Mostly because I love her.
Gotcha. I would be the dog.
Of course you would.
Huh?
Of course you would.
It's just, it looks like he has just a cozy, simple, a good owner life, you know?
They take him camping for the most part. I think they take him a couple of times, but...
Yeah, but like, he has a good owner. It would be the dog.
That's true.
Why else? Continue.
Oh, I need more?
Is that it?
I want to go camping.
And I want to be a 13-year-old girl.
Hey, that's just a side benefit, right? They seemed like, you know what? Is it genuinely,
they're in high school now.
Or middle school. I think they are in high school. But genuinely, they seem to live like really drama-free lives. They're like very peaceful. Honestly, I love San Diego. I love San Diego. But if I had to not live in San Diego, I would like that kind of life. You know what I mean? Close enough to the city. I can get supplies and get a part-time job if I need to.
But also close to the mountains, a lake.
And fucking, yeah, just go.
Just go to Campo.
Yeah.
You go to Campo.
No.
No. Why not? There's a lake.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like there will be serial killers in Campo. Not gonna lie.
You can't be that close to a populated city. Otherwise, yeah, serial killers come out.
My number four is from Horimiya. And yes,
the romance.
And yes, I would choose to be Hori.
Yeah, fair enough.
And to be honest, I am Hori. I feel, okay, a little TMI into Kevin and I, but I feel like he's the sweetest guy ever. And I like to be disrespected, you know, just like Cody, just like her. Like, shut up, you dumb bitch. I like that.
Wow.
And my boyfriend is just a sweet little thing that doesn't like to do that in public.
It's true. Who does?
No, but like, I think it will be cute to have like that little secret where like both of you look different outside of work, outside of school, and you know, you can be your true self with someone just because you accidentally show each other is what, you know, your true identity per se.
Mm-hmm.
And also like, It's one of the shows where it's like there's no drama between couples, like an actual couple, you know, like no one wants to come between us except that little girl who's like, Hori, the lesbian one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like other than that, there's like no dramas. If there's like a conflict, they talked about it, you know, so it's a very cute relationship.
It is.
I would like to. Something I would have liked to have had in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. That's my romance right there.
Pretty good. I don't blame you for that. My number three is...
Dun, 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 dun. Love is war.
And...
Are you going to be the president, the vice president? Or are you going to be...
You think too highly of me. I want to be the best boy. Ishigami.
I figure that.
Ishigami. Let's go.
What was the name of the other girl, the pink hair? I forgot. Chika. So you're going to be a creep. Chika, you change your shampoo. Smells more floral now.
Look.
That's a little creepy.
So the big thing about being Ishigami as opposed to any other character is... He has closest to what I want in life, which is like, just take it. I want to take it easy. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be like number one in the school and be the president and have all these responsibilities. I want to be the guy who's mooching off the guy who's number one and the president has all those responsibilities, and I just have to do the minimal shit and just, you know,
be useful. I'm just here to put in my curriculum, to be honest.
And then he has that romance that gets explored in season three that is like really, really cute.
I think he has one of the most iconic lines too.
Oh, he has tons of iconic lines.
Or like iconic scenes.
Yeah.
Like, what is it? Oh, I forgot, but it was one of my favorite scenes that made me cracking. Like, we rewind it like 3 times. He's like on like this girl who like bullied him or something, and he said something back to her. I don't remember what, but it was hilarious.
I think it was like something really obscene.
Something bitch.
If I remember correctly, I think he might have given the middle finger.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I also would like to live in that world just because it's chaotic.
Yeah.
In a fun way.
Like all the
rapping happening in that too much was going on. They had budget for the last season that they just did.
Yeah.
We need to watch a movie.
I know.
Also, like, I think I would like to be Chica just because she's an airhead, but she's also rich. And she also gets to have this moment with the president where he's like, you don't know how to hold a note. I think it would be fun.
Hold the note, play volleyball.
Like, I think. I think it's something that I would give in a speech. Like, if I was Chica, I would give those type of speeches. Mm-hmm. Add that into my speech when he's getting married to the vice president, you know?
Yeah. To Kaguya.
Yeah. I suck at names.
I know.
I suck at names.
Me too.
And how did this went from you being wanting to be that character to me talking about how much I love Chica?
Should have put on your list.
No, I thought that was gonna be too obvious. Where are we going now, dude?
Number three.
My number three. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Silver hair supremacy.
Of course.
Jean from Vanitas. For the obvious reasons. For the obvious reasons that she has good scenes with Vanitas, and Vanitas is a good, very handsome character.
I don't blame you there.
So that's it. Sheen, for very obvious reasons. I was thinking of, what's her name, Penelope? Is that her name? No.
I was thinking Dominique. Penelope?
She looks like a Penelope.
I don't actually, you know what? She does kind of look like a Penelope. No, she does kind of look like a Penelope. I don't blame you on that.
It was either Jean or Dominique. Mm. So.
No, I think Jean's the clear.
Yeah.
Because there's something hot and heavy about that relationship. Mm-hmm, it's like it's almost taboo. It almost feels like dirty, you know? It's like, oh, we shouldn't be doing this. But also, like, I have this innate.
Yeah.
Carnal, you know, thing. I have to bite you.
Yeah, so he was like, do I want to be Vanitas or do I want to be Jean? And I was like, fuck that. Jean.
I'm with you. It's a good pick.
Okay, going on to our last two.
Woo!
What do you have for number two?
My number two is Bochy the Rock.
I figured. I knew she was going to be on your list.
Dude, okay, so two things, two really big things. Number one, I relate to Bochy already. And quite frankly, I'm not going to go so far as to say I lived her life, but I have definitely had like
my Bochy
social anxiety, you know, things in high school. So I feel like I'd already be accustomed to that. Plus, you're a god at guitar, which is something.
God at guitar.
Look. I listen.
You're a god of guitar. You have a band.
Yes. Yeah. And you're all cute high school girls. It's good. It's awesome. It's an awesome scenario to be in. You know that I listen to a lot of like heavy metal and rock music and stuff. So to be able to be like god tier guitar is just
not only
like
that, having that supportive family.
That's true. Yeah. That is true. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't even think about that aspect. But, like, her family and her friend group, like, really, really, like, support her. Yeah.
Would you be that obsessive? Like, she pretty much printed a lot of pictures and plastered it all over her room.
I would be a little bit more well-adjusted than Bochy, for sure.
Not gonna lie, that's a trait that I would do. And you cannot deny that. That's something I would do.
Well, you wouldn't plaster it on your walls, but yeah, no, I can see the, like, just, yeah, just obsessing.
If you have not seen Bocchi, we're not going to even talk about it much, but just watch it. It's a wholesome show. And
great show.
And they have budget. That's all I'm going to say.
Surprising budget. Mm-hmm. Surprising amount of budget.
Yeah. Maybe it was cheap to make because it was so random.
I don't know.
But it looked like they had.
I mean, there budget. Were like live action sequences in that show.
Are they from the same? Are they from Nappa? No, huh?
No. Definitely not a Mappa anime.
Was it?
If I remember correctly, and I'm looking it up right now.
Because they have another show that is very famous within the same studio.
I believe, I'm just guessing without looking at Mel, it's KyoAni.
Or is it?
But let me just. Make
Spy Family?
Sure. With studio? Oh no, I am so very wrong. It's Cloverworks. The same people who.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh yeah, you're right. You think Spy Family? Hey, good job. Good job. Rascals, Spy Family, Horimiya, Dress Up Darling.
I'm getting good at this.
Yeah, bad.
I became the god of One Piece at one point.
wait. There needs to be some context here. There needs to be some context.
You, okay. You tell the story.
So on YouTube, there's a show called Actually. It's a show by the channel Dropout. And so we were watching an episode, not even like really paying attention. It was just like, honestly, it was just background noise. But we got sucked in when one of the shiny questions that are of a rare format was name what show this like communications device is from.
What sound is it?
And so what sound is it? And there was like, oh, you know, oh, this is the phone from the Star Trek or whatever, blah blah. Oh, this is the beeper from like blah blah from Metal Gear Solid, right? And then came like this like. How does the sound even go? How does the sound even go?
It's just like a ring, but it was like I don't know how to make
it. It's like it's like a human ring.
Yeah.
And I'm over here like, what the fuck is that? I don't know. And Claudia's like, One Piece. I'm like, huh? One Piece? What? And she's like, and then they give the answers. One Piece, it's a snail. The snail phones. I'm like, holy shit. You got that just from watching. She's only seen the live action.
Yeah.
And she's fucking committed it to memory. It's like incredible. I couldn't believe it. I genuinely couldn't believe it.
One of my most memorable moments of this year.
That was one of those moments, man. Like, if you had a dick, I would have sucked it.
What the fuck?
Oh, you're blushing.
Kinda wish I had one now.
I'm just saying I was thoroughly impressed.
Hey, what can I say? It was a good show.
The live action, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was.
I cannot commit to a long, like 100-episode show.
Not
no,
me
I don't.
Either.
I don't think I can do that.
Never.
But we're going on to my number two, right?
I think so. Yeah. I just did Bochy.
Yeah. There we go. We got sucked into.
I got really sucked.
My number two is from Skate Infinity. Mm. No, it's not. It's not Langa.
It's not Langa.
Yes, it is Reiki. Yes.
All right. What's the... Why not Langa?
Because I want to be loved by Langa.
fair enough. Yeah, that's fair.
So, like, I was thinking, do I want to be like a elegant man, you know, cherry? Do I want to be a man's man? I don't know his name.
Joe.
He looks like a Joe. Mm-hmm. Do I want to be a teenager? Dressed in cat ears? No. I don't want to be that. But who do I love in that show? Langa. But do I want to be Langa? Fuck that. No. I want to be loved by Langa. Easiest choice?
Right.
Daiki.
Yeah. Fair enough.
You know?
I don't blame you there.
Like, are you telling me that he's not choosing the freaking buff man, freaking rich man, and he's choosing me? Little Ricky? I'm choosing him. That's it. I'm gonna be loved by Langa.
Look, I'm not gonna lie to you. He gave me so much shit for, like, Miss Kobayashi and food.
Turns out I'm just you.
And I feel like you've had more than me in terms of, like, I wanna be this character so I can get with this other character.
Yeah, you know what? Double standards.
I guess. Alright, we're down to number ones. My number one is, I want to be Kazuma from Konosuba.
Who?
Kazuma.
Who's Kazuma? Is that the main character?
The main guy, yeah.
What?
Kazuma!
Because you want to be hugged? Because you want to feel something poking in your back?
Wow.
Excuse me, dude. I feel like something's poking my back. Oh, that's because something is.
A goated clip. So, two reasons.
It's darkness, isn't it? It's darkness.
It's not darkness. It's the whole group. You know what I mean? You get to be surrounded.
But it's mainly darkness.
But you get to be surrounded by gorgeous women, right? You got Aqua. You got Darkness. You got Wiz. You got the girl from the dungeon, from the one who gives the quests.
And you can steal panties.
You steal the girl. You steal panties from like three times. It's a good life. You know what? So here's the thing.
I love how he got drunk with Aqua. That's my favorite.
Like, yeah, that is a great. Little arc.
He's a good man, you know, like, he's there just helping her, like, yeah, let it all out, Aqua. Yeah, yeah.
it's more like I would want you to do the same for me if mm-hmm, I were in this mm-hmm. position, yeah. So yes, obviously that has to do a big part of it, being with, like, a trio of some of my fairy characters and Wiz. But...
So what you're telling me is that you really want to be run over.
The biggest reason is because that seems like a great, like, fantasy world to be in, mm-hmm. where I don't really have, like, high stakes, you know what I mean? There's not, like, Kazuma dies twice, I guess. Konosuba spoilers. Kazuma dies twice and is like no consequence to that, because he has fucking Aqua there to resuscitate and revive him. So, like, what even is the danger in that show, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, there's not really danger. You have a fucking fantastic party. He becomes rich because of his what are those called? Kotatsus? Is that what they're called? The table with the heater.
He's a businessman.
Yeah, he's a businessman. He's an entrepreneur. He gets rich in the show.
Isn't that technically what the other show is doing too?
Which one?
I wanted to say Explosion. That's the same show, but it's Atomic.
Oh, Eminence? Yeah, it is kind of what Eminence is doing. Although he wasn't trying to do that.
But yeah, Kazuma, I think, is like, when I think of when we made this topic, Konosuba immediately flooded my head.
He was like, he's my number one.
It was so obvious he was my number one. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And you know what? Maybe I would be a little bit more aggressive in getting darkness than Kazuma is. I feel like Kazuma's almost...
He's keeping almost, his options open.
He's keeping his options open, I think, mostly because he's a little disgusted by darkness. Like
he thought he was perverted.
Darkness is, like, on another level. And I think he's a little, like, turned off by it. Not Kevin. Kevin would... reciprocate the feelings of horny from darkness.
Say that this is a scenario happened where, like, you're transferred to his world.
Mm.
They switch brains, right? Uh-huh. Do you think they will notice that you're not Kazuma?
Yes, because I don't think I could be as big of a dick as Kazuma. They'd be like, he's too nice.
And Who are you?
Yeah. But...
I think...
But you know what? Also, like, maybe, you know, you switch and you realize.
Imagine if we switch with Kazuma and Aqua. And then we're like.
Yeah, that would be funny, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't get no action with darkness then.
New world, bitch. It's a new world. You can join if you want, but we're restarting.
It's a new world. It's a new me.
I've never seen this goddess in my life. You guys have known each other for 2 years. Well played.
Okay, I like your number one.
Thank you.
It's so funny that we both have Konosuba.
Yeah.
My number one. It's a character that you actually don't know.
Give it to me.
Is Kaori Nazukasa from Amnesia.
Interesting. Now, I don't know what... I've never seen Amnesia, but from what I understand...
She dies.
Isn't Amnesia like a fucked up world?
Yeah. Is this guy... So, essentially, the show is about this girl and this guy who... One of them has to die in order for the other one to live.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. But because... They cannot kill each other. They keep dying each day. So one day it's going to be her. One day it's going to be the other one. It's until one of them kills each other, they cannot die. So they cannot live in the same world unless one of them is dead, pretty much.
Oh.
Right? But this is modern age and she doesn't know.
Would you say she has amnesia?
So every time she dies... She dies a lot in this show. Every time she dies, she wakes up again and she has a new boyfriend.
Oh my God.
And I will fucking love that because she remembers. After the first time it happens, she remembers. I was like, I will do the shit immediately. Hell yes. So yeah, I will die, but you know. I'll have like 5 different boyfriends.
I feel like you're more perverted than I was this episode. Wow.
So.
Wow. I want to be a zombie idol. You want to 5 boyfriends.
Yeah, that's the only reason. Hey, you said no romance and I did not bring romance.
Hey, you only, surprise, I think you only did like 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Less than what you requested.
Yeah, not bad.
I did a good job.
Not bad.
But yeah, it's a fact of the world. Most of the shows I've chosen.
I know. That's why I'm like, damn. Like I actively like was just trying to think of like worlds that I would want to live in. You know. And
it's not the world. Jujutsu and it's Jane's not the on. World. It's the people.
I guess.
But yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's the list. That's the list for this week's episode before Christmas.
Oh.
Anything you want to say?
Go watch The Boy and the Heron. I believe it's nominated for Best Animated Film. And it's going up against Suzume, who also got nominated. I think it would be very hard. For me, I don't want to influence anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say that I don't think if you love Suzume, I don't think it's going to be as obvious of like a...
As is like Suzume a Ghibli?
No.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to be that obvious of like, Suzume's the obvious winner, you know? I think Boy and the Heron has a lot of things going for it, for sure. Has the wonderful Ghibli movie. It's in my top five Ghibli movies. Now, that being said, I've only seen two, so technically three.
I've seen zero.
Yeah, I know you have. I know you have. That's why I didn't invite you.
I don't think it's in my...
I know. Weren't invited.
I also feel like a fake anime lover because I don't like it.
No.
But also, I feel like people that said, oh, I love anime, and they only say Studio Ghibli, I also think they're fake. So I can never win.
No one's a fake if you only like Studio Ghibli.
I just feel like Studio Ghibli is very normie.
It's the Pixar of...
It's normie.
Of, like, Japanese, you know, films.
Like, a lot of normie films. People... For some reason, a lot of normie people have seen
Ghibli movies. Yeah. They're, I think Spirited Away, I think it's the first animated movie to win...
Is that the one with the horse?
Win an Oscar. I don't remember, to be honest. But yeah. That about does it. Claudia, do you have our topic for next week in mind?
I was literally thinking about it while you were tagging and nothing came up.
Oh, you're supposed to be the creative one.
I know.
All right. So, since it's... Oh, what were you going to say?
Top 10. Don't watch. Again. Just sucks.
Top 10 wouldn't watch again?
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad. But next time we record, it's going to be... basically right before New Year's. What if we did a more positive list? Top 10 sequels of anime we wish we could see in 2024. They don't have to be realistic.
I know.
They don't have to be, you know, it's like, man, the last time this show came out in 2014 and it's like unresolved, you know.
I'm looking at you, Masamune-kun.
Yeah, you know. Not anymore, right? You got your season 2. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah.
I'm looking at you, Tower of God.
There we go. Yeah. What do you think?
I liked it.
And then we can do anime we wouldn't rewatch the next time.
So, bitches and bros and non-binary hoes. That was it for this episode.
Couple weebs. Mm-hmm.
Bye forever.
I like to say
hello again.
If you want to ask Claudia a question directly,
don't, because I deleted Instagram and anything.
Right. Which means that you're going to have to send an email. To the anyanimepodcast@gmail.com. That's right, the anyanimepodcast@gmail.com. If you want to send Claudia a question.
No, I am not single. She is
taking all questions. Any question.
I actually will answer any questions. Any. I like answering questions, I don't know.
It's fair. No, it's fine. It's fair. So you can ask her, hey, what did you think about this one anime? And she can tell you that I fucking sucked.
I mean, like, do you want the spoiler version or the non-spoiler version?
But yeah.
Because I will give you spoilers. It's so funny how we're the opposite, huh?
Yeah, yeah, you do like giving spoilers.
And I like things being spoiled to me.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
I just have too much anxiety, you know?
But anyways.
Bitches and bros and I'm Vanita Hose.
Bye forever.